This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
Before we begin, we want to warn you that this podcast contains descriptions of violence and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, I'm Sneha Richaria reporting for this episode of the Suno India Show. I'm in Delhi's Jantar Mantar covering the protest organized by a tribal students organization in Delhi. The protesters are Manipuri people who live in Delhi as well as those who have fled from their homes because of the clashes. People looked at me suspiciously when I entered the protest site. I could hear murmurs, "Who are they? Are they against us?" Voices full of fear and suspicion. Manipur has been grappling with communal clashes for over a month now, following the demand from the dominant Methi community for the scheduled tribe status. The clashes between the tribal groups in Manipur, mostly Kuki and Zo tribes, and the dominant Methis is showing no signs of slowing down since it first broke out early in May. The clashes followed the Tribal Solidarity March on 3rd May, organized in the hill districts of Manipur to protest against the Methi community's demand for the scheduled tribe status. The protesters called for immediate implementation of the president's rule in Manipur and urged the central government to provide a lasting solution. As I said, the people who were protesting are waiting to tell their stories to media persons like me. But before I could even unpack my microphone, one of the two Manipuri students who walked with me to the protest site told me about her little nephew who was killed in the violence. She told me that he studied in 9th standard. Everyone on the protest site appeared to know someone who was attacked or killed in these clashes. This was immediately disconcerting. We in mainland India, as the Manipuri scholars, are mostly piled up with numbers from official sources. Numbers of deaths, numbers of injured, numbers of houses burned, of displaced people. It was overwhelming to put a face to these clashes. These are not the latest numbers, and updated official numbers are hard to come by. The official figures for the number of deaths due to these clashes so far is more than 75. Last month, the government said that more than 200 were injured and more than 1,000 houses, including religious structures, were burnt in the riots. This damage would have increased in the recent clashes. In the past week, there have been incidents of fresh violence involving clashes with both civilian groups as well as the armed forces. The Chief Minister Biren Singh claimed that 40 quote-unquote terrorists belonging to the Kuki tribe were killed by armed forces, an allegation that is refuted by tribal groups. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a visit to assess the situation in Manipur. During his visit, a surge of violence unfolded in various districts, resulting in burning of numerous houses and intense gunfights between suspected militants and security forces. Shah visited two relief camps during his visit, one catering to displaced Kuki tribes and the other providing support to the Methi families. After staying in relief camps, tribal communities, Kuki and Zo tribes, mostly have been escaping the state and running away in different parts of the country, including northeastern states of Mizoram, Nagaland, Meghalaya, and even other parts of India such as Bengaluru and Delhi, among others. Mizoram government announced that more than 8,000 people from Manipur are staying in relief camps set up by the state government, churches, and NGOs. was struck by the story of a 49-year-old woman who had fled from Imphal with two of her sons. She's from the tribal community, from the Kuki tribe. She says that her husband is a farmer and is living in Churachandpur district. I spoke to her a little away from the protest site and she broke down several times during our conversation.
I live in New Lumblan, Imphal. The very first place which the Meitei mobs attack on the 3rd May. That's where I was staying.
When you were there when the violence broke out in Manipur at your place in Imphal, right?
Yeah.
Where exactly, what were you doing and what did you see? Did you see the mob coming? In what manner did you come to know that there is something wrong around?
Actually, on that, it was on 3rd May. I think it might be.
She told me that she was at work that day on May 3rd. I do not want to reveal the nature of her job here, but she said that she was busy and was not checking her phone or social media that much.
And then when I returned home, I was keeping my phone. I was not into social media much at that time because I was working. So I don't know that the Meitei people were shouting slogan and say, let's go and attack New Chekon area. That was where I was staying. I took the rented house. They say, let's kill the people out there. The voice was going viral. But I don't heard it because I was so obsessed with my work. And then I said, I won't be able to finish today. Let me finish it at home. So I took the music with me. It's still in my house as a proof. And then when I came, then there were lots of security person in our area. And then they were asking the shopkeeper to close the door very soon. And they were shouting, and I don't know. And then I was like, what happened? I was asking them, and he said, just go quickly, go into your house. And I said, no, I need to buy some I need to buy dal to cook for tonight. So he asked me, where do you come from? I said, I come from. He said, go, hurry up, go into your house. And then when I was just nearing my house, I can see the mob coming in hundreds, more than 500 plus. It might be around 1,000. I don't know, but seeing them, I was shocked. And then they were shouting, kill the cookies, kill the refugees. Don't let them stay here in Manipur. Let's kill every cookies. That's what they were saying. And I turned back and asked the Manipur State Police, well, what are you doing? You are a state police force. Why don't you stop them? And what are you? Why are they like burzing into another, into that place? I was saying, and he said, if you value your life, go into your house quickly. He was telling me. And then I said, what happened? And then said, hey, you woman, just go inside. Then he was saying, I said, that's not the way to talk to me. I might be your aunt, I might be your mother age, show some respect to me. That was what I didn't know that there was a riot going on. I swear in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I didn't know there was anything. I said, why are you so disrespectful? You are a security personnel and they are coming, so why don't you stop them? And they said, you enter your house, then everything will, then my gate was locked. And then at that time, the mob came and then they dragged out the woman, my neighbor's wife, and said, you have to sign this. You have to admit that you are an illegal immigrant. You are a refugee from Myanmar. You have to sign this. And that lady was shouting, I'm not a refugee. I was born and brought up in Manipur. My father was also born here. My grandparents were also born here. We are Indian National Army. My grandfather and my other uncles were Indian National Army, so we are not a refugee. And then they slap her and kick her, and then wo gir gaya na side mein uski bache ke sath, to fir uska husband aaya, and then they beat him up, and then his head was like bleeding, and then he fainted on the spot. And then I was shouting to the security force saying, do something, what are you waiting, do something. And then they said, they were laughing at me. I don't know that they were in nexus with those people. I don't know at that time. And then while they were trying to burn the house, one guy, he said, let's do one thing. Let's do man to man. I'm a man. I'll fight with you. Leave the children and the kids alone. Let's fight. And then while he was picking up the, we don't have knives, or we don't have, because we are peace loving people, so we don't keep like guns or something, swords into our houses. He took out the lock and then he was hurling it, and then they back off. And then they burned the car just just near our gate. That was why we were safe. Otherwise, they would have burned me and my son, and my entire family will be burned into ashes.
Before this, this series of events that have happened in Manipur, because the conflict has been happening for long, and you know, we've seen repeated violence of some sort. So have you seen for yourself anything like this before that you can recall?
No. There are some sort of incidents, there are some sort of violence, but it's not like this. Let's say everybody has a fight or something, but not like this. This is one hell. This is the scariest thing that ever happened. I'm so sorry, but I have never seen such a devastating riot, mobs. Even you can see the children, the young ladies and all coming in mobs, hunting, shouting slogans like, kill the cookies, they are refugees, attacking us. I don't know what to say. It's so scary. I'm still traumatized by that. I can't imagine that. I'm living in a 21st area where a peaceful locality is being vandalized by the mob like that. It's such a scary. I don't want it to happen in my nightmare also.
It's been said that, the entire thing is about the conflict between the tribes and the natives. So can you brief us about the demands of the tribes?
Well, I don't know if I can say it, but there was never a conflict between the Kukis and the Métis. We were living peacefully. Ever since I was born and brought up in Imphal, there was nothing like it. But this incident is so, I don't know what to say, but the tribals, actually we, the tribals, so to say, no, the tribals were protesting against the unconstitutional order of the High Court on the inclusion of Métis in the ST category. The tribal organized a peace rally in every hill district on 3rd May against the proposed inclusion of Métis in the scheduled type category. And then the Kukis also demand for rescinding of government declaration of wetlands, reserve forests and protected forests in within lands belonging to the Kukis. This is a grave injustice against the Kukis who have settled in the hills they are inhabiting today, even before the formation of Manipur state and since time immemorial. So we are just like the tribals, not only the Kukis, all the tribals were protesting.
She told me about something that she heard about in her locality, about two college girls being raped. We could not independently verify this story. I want to play some of the recordings where she is describing this, as it's important to understand that these stories have created an atmosphere of terror.
Never in our entire life, the Kuki woman, we are all against, before marriage, we consider having sex as a taboo. It was such an ugly scene, you won't be able to see. It will haunt you for your whole life. We are not considered as a woman. We are being treated worse than a dog. I'm a woman, I can feel. And this is so cruel. This is so unfair. What I want to say is that if it's a fight between a Kuki and Métis, why don't the man and man fight, okay? Let them fight man and man. I wish I was never born to see this kind of inhuman acts. It's so much. It's so unbearable. So, the state government does not do anything to protect us. They are doing the divide and rule policy. It's not safe to live in Manipur because the security force did nothing. That was when I realized it was not safe to stay, because all those, the place where you meditate, the place where you put your heart and soul into, they are attacking the churches. Do you think you'll be safe?
She says she has heard of stories where student leaders have been killed despite being with the army. She says that there are stories on social media about army and state forces joining Methi community mobs in attacking the tribal communities. Again, we are unable to verify these stories, but as I said, this kind of information has created an atmosphere of complete horror for the tribal communities, making it very difficult for them to feel safe in Manipur.
So how can we realize we can live together? Just imagine. Now, before the government said 5 lakhs rupees as an ex gratia, what will 5 lakhs rupees do? For buying now new houses, the government said they will give 2 lakhs and those injured 50,000. What will we do with that? If you live, it's worth more $1 million, okay? Their life can't be bought in a pharmacy or it can't be like exchange battle like things. So I don't think we can be able to go back in that place. Whatever we have, our houses were looted, and then after they are looted, then it's being burned, it's being destroyed. If they loot the house, let the house be there. We have spent everything, every little thing, our sweat, into building that house. Making into a home means we need to buy something. And you can see in the Facebook how they are even stealing this, our furniture, our mattress, our gas cylinders, our fridge and everything, even our syntax. Could be Nesora. So how can you live there? The stigma will be always be there. So we want a separate administration. If we want our future generation to be alive, safe and secure, we want a separate administration where no people can do such a heinous crime on us again. See, जैसे कि अमित शाह जी कल आया था बातचीत करने के लिए, उसी की टाइम वो चुचानपुर में वो क्या डिस्कशन करने के लिए बैठा, लेकिन यहाँ अरनबा टेंगोर और मेटे लिपिन और मणिपुर से कॉमन बुला के मोर देन 10 विलेजेस दे आर बर्निंग डाउन. Just imagine, just see the situation. I won't call a refugee myself here in Delhi. I'm a displaced person because I am an Indian citizen by birth. I'm going to be Indian till I die. My grandfather, my mom father was a INA. He was serving in this Kolkata jail. His name can be seen here. His name is Let S. Tolsey Hokip. I am his granddaughter. I am also an Indian citizen. So, I don't know what to say. I'm totally out of what, but we are praying. We are praying that jo bhi ho sake, jadi agar we don't want to stay with the Metis people. Even today, we Kuki people, we have an old saying. If you're a man, fight with a man. Don't touch the children and women. That is our grandfather legacy. From our grandfather legacy. We let our men sue, but God is with us. God is protecting. Not the state security force are protecting us. You know, while we were protesting peacefully also, somebody will come to, like, disturb us. I don't know what will the future generation holds for them, but I just pray to God that these sort of incidents and violence never break out in India ever again.
Listening to her at the protest site and the recordings after, I realized that for her, the incidents that she has seen and experienced herself and the incidents she has seen on social media, most of which are impossible to verify, these merge into one another, creating more and more fear. What she has experienced is as real to her as the messages and videos on social media. I asked her how she managed to leave Manipur.
I came out just, I don't have even a single paisa with me when I came out, okay. Well, so I reached IZR, and then there were so many people then. I didn't have any food, I didn't have lunch, I didn't have dinner, and then because there were so many, I didn't have the plate, because we had never been displaced before, so I don't know that we have to carry a plate or something to take the rice which they were serving us. So in the morning, the Nagaland people, the Nagaland state, the Nagaland government were sending their transportation to pick up the students and those who were stuck in Imphal. So I talked to one of the his rank was, what is his name, I forgot. He was quite a high-ranking officer. I go to him personally and say, sir, I don't have anything else to go, and I can't go back to Chuchanpur, so please, can you please take me along, me with you to Nagaland? I don't have a valid documentation that I don't belong to a Nagaland citizenship. I'm a Manipur citizenship. But sir, I want to get out of this relief center so that my child, they won't be affected. So I want to come out to Nagaland. Can you please take me? And then he said, chalo ji, chalo, acha. You come out. And then that how's my journey began. I came there when I reached Nagaland. I would like to say special thanks to the Nagaland state government for giving us such a hearty welcome. And then we were received in the Assam Rifle. I don't know the place that Assam Rifle that we were like received by the CM of Nagaland, deputy CM, all the high ranking officers, state police force, like the paramilitary forces, and all this everything, they were all there. And then they were like welcoming us, and then they said, and then not only welcoming us, the state government has, Nagaland state government has given me 5,000 or so for my family. That is such a kind gesture of them. Let peace be there in Nagaland government, because see, without sorting out who is the Naga people, Nagaland people, who is Manipuri people, they are receiving us with such warm and hospitality. I'm indebted to them. Because of them, I was there in Nagaland for a few days. And then actually some of my, like, God has been kind to me that some my relatives from other, they say, you need to come out. And then here I came. I don't have anything more. The only thing which I have was given to me by the deputy CM of Nagaland from his own pocket money. That's the 5,000, and plus along with some donation given to me by my friends, I began to reach Guwahati. In Guwahati, there was one person, my neighbor, they are from a Naga community, and he was serving as an additional commissioner income tax in Guwahati department. He was so kind to me that he let us stay in their house. He fed us. He even let us stay in his office guest house, and that with me and my two sons. He even gave us a personal chef. Even though he's from another community, he has so much humanity, compassion, and love. And then he even gave us this financial help.
I asked her what is not being covered in news, or is it being covered the way it should?
Actually, there are more than 18 houses both in Thoubal and Sugunu areas that have been burned down even while Amit Shah Ji is in Manipur. Internet data service are out of in our areas, but the valley people have access to internet service, and they are posting all sorts of dirty, I mean they are posting all those happening, they are blaming the cookies. Valley people, they are having the internet, they are having, they get access to everything, but we are left with, we don't have electricity. Electricity is not there. You can't recharge even your phone. Okay. So what they so cast in the news, even in the state news or even in the Indian television or news, it's all partly, false news. All the truth is being hidden. So while, as you can see, even a minister house, cabinet minister house is being down, how do you think you can be safe? As you can see, we have faced so many, we have been killed, we have been brutalized, we have been raped, we have been assaulted, no? So the Kukis and Métis can never live together again. The entire Kuki people want separate administration. Even me, I want a separate administration for my sons to grow up. Okay, we are physically, demographically, and geographically separated. Administrative separation within the constitution of India is the only solution now. So we want a separate administration. That is what we all, the Kuki, Chin, Mizo and everyone wants.
Thank you.